One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today. And get your old self back naturally.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
All right, we are back. Welcome back to the channel. This is Matt Garland, NMLS number 58700, better known as MG the Mortgage Guy. We are alive. We are blessed. Thank God for another day. Thank God for another day. So look, happy hump day, happy Wednesday. I thought I'd come to you guys today with a special, special episode. We're going to talk about how one of my mentees in my Inner Circle program using the 203K blueprint that I've been talking to you guys about for years, literally, till I'm blue in the face. I always talk about how you need to buy low, make money in real estate when you buy, not when you sell. I'm blue in the face when I say this. And I always tell you guys, if you are a first-time home buyer or even a home buyer looking to buy a primary residence, you guys need to start using these products like 203Ks and Fannie Mae Home Styles and help you build wealth. So today, I'm bringing on a special guest. And if this is your first time watching me, type first time in the chat, please. But we're going to talk about how Natasha turned a $365,000 fixer into a $700,000 home using a 203K loan, over $200,000. Everybody type 200K in the chat, over $200K of equity on her first deal. So without further ado, I want everybody show some love for Natasha. Throw some gems in the comments. Natasha, how are you today? How are you doing?
Hey, Matt. Hi, everybody. I'm doing good. Like I say, I have reasons to rejoice.
We have reasons to rejoice. I love it. I love it. I love it. So let's get into your situation. You purchase a duplex, Virginia Beach, brought it below market. You're fixing it up. You're forcing appreciation. So my first question to you is, what made you decide that you wanted to get a 203K loan?
Well, I mean, it wasn't a matter of, you know, what made me decide. It was, you know, the property warranted a 203K loan. So it was just kind of, you know, what it is. So, I mean, I pretty much knew when I went into the property and looking at the property, and it was, you know, gutted, just reading a description, some things it was going to need to be, you know, rehabbed. And I figured that it would need a 203K loan just from, you know, your teachings and having, you know, that background. And then just based on, you know, what needed to be done to the property from what I knew at that point, I pretty much figured that it was going to be, I was going to have to use that type of funding.
Okay. So tell us about the deal, right? It's a duplex, Virginia mm-hmm. Beach. What was wrong with this property that made you realize that you needed a 203K?
So the condition of the property, pretty much one side of the duplex is gutted. And what I mean by that is, the kitchen, there are no appliances. It's just bare. So, you walk in living room, kitchen, and you just see sheetrock just, you know, on the walls. And pretty much, you know, flooring is exposed as well. Piping is exposed as well. So, I mean, that was the obvious about the downstairs. They also had pets, so you can smell the pet odor. In addition, you know, the carpet had been ripped up, you know, off the floor. So that was, you know, those were the bigger items. The water heater in the gutted property was also in bad condition. And there were some, you know, visible HVAC issues, you know, going on. The HVAC just looked, you know, really old. At that point, I didn't know if it worked, if it didn't, but I can tell that, you know, something was going on with it.
Okay. Okay. So at no point when you're going through this and you're seeing all these issues, and these are big items, right? This is not small things that you need to repair. There was no point that you was like, damn, should I be doing this? was there anything at any point that kind of would probably make you scare you out of doing this type of deal?
You know, yes and no, because yes, those are, you know, big ticket items, of course. But I've been looking for properties for like some years. I know it was a good location and I knew with those big ticket items that, you know, likely, you know, I could negotiate. So it was a matter of allowing myself to be vulnerable. And even though, yeah, there's, you know, some anxiety with, you know, the unknown, is this like project too big? But, you know, at the same time, I also knew that, look, this is like, you know, now or never. And you know what, if I'm gonna do this, you know, like they say, I'm gonna have to, you know, just do it scared. So, And I don't know, there was just something, you know, that was in me. Like I just really followed my intuition on this from, you know, what I knew about the area, you know, the location, what was going on with the property. And I just felt like I had, you know, the support and the backing, you know, from your mentorship program and what I learned, you know, from it as well on my side.
No, I love that. I love that. Do it scared. You got to do all of this shit scared nowadays, man, because you never know. And a lot of people walk away from deals like this or rehabs. Most people want to buy homes that are pretty much just move-in ready. But this is how you're supposed to do it. If you're going to buy real estate, in my opinion, this is the way to buy real estate. Now, let's walk through the numbers, right? So the list price on this property was $465,000. You went into contract at $430,000. But yep, That's not the final price. When you got into contract and you got the inspection, let's talk about that negotiation, because you were able to get the final price down to $360,000 from that contract price of $430,000. Let's talk about that. Like, what happened on that inspection report that made you now wanted to go in and renegotiate the terms?
So on the inspection report, again, it was gutted. So you knew there were, you know, issues. We just didn't know like what the issues, you know, were. So we knew that there were, you know, some plumbing issues. So that was, you know, one factor. You know, and then we knew that there was something that was going on, you know, with the HVAC, you know, one of the, you know, the water heater. So again, it was like all of the big, you know, ticket items that I knew I could, you know, negotiate on. But this was only on one side of the duplex. This was, you know, just the gutted side. So, and that's really how, you know, we came up with, or, you know, I came up with that contract price of 430, but that was just a matter of like, just get it under contract. And then when we went and looked on the other side of the property, which was in pretty admirable, you know, conditions, it looked like it was, as a matter of fact, there was a tenant there, you know, that was getting ready to move out. And so it looked really nice, looked like some upgrades had been done. But with this further due diligence, it was identified, you know, there were also issues on that side, too. Again, you know, identify, you know, some mold in one of the half bathrooms. So it's like, OK, what is this? Then just further inspection revealed, you know, some termites, and then also some moisture, you know, within the cabinets that was, you know, missed initially. So, and their termite and moisture, talking about the cellar, it came back, you know, good. And I'm like, there's no way that this termite and moisture came back, you know, good from what I saw. Definitely, you know, the moisture part of it. So, I mean, I ended up, you know, bringing in my own resources. So I had just a regular inspection, but I knew there was like other stuff, you know, going on. So I'm like, look, if I want to get this at the price that, you know, at the number where I need it, I need to do a thorough, you know, due diligence and, you know, bring everything to the table. So, and that's what ended up happening. You know, I had, you know, I had to go out and get other resources, bring them in, plumbers, you know, had to, you know, do another termite and moisture HVAC, you know, people, you know, came in, and that's what resulted in, you know, that final contract price that we settled on.
Yeah, I remember when we was going through that, and I said, Natasha, you need to fucking lowball these people. You need to be real disrespectful. Everybody type disrespectful offer in the comments, please, because this is exactly what I'm talking about. I remember when we was going through this, and I believe the realtors were saying, what, like still keep it over 400,000 or something like that, right?
That's correct. Yep.
So the realtor wanted you to stay over 400,000. They didn't. The realtor did not want you to go below the 400,000 mark, which in negotiation they were afraid because there was other. There's always other offers, and there's always a backup offers. There's always somebody, and buyers. I need y'all to pay attention to this, because there's not always another offer. There's not always a backup offer, because if there was, we wouldn't even be going through the motions of even having conversations with me, right? Because a lot of these realtors just be saying shit, and this is not all realtors. But I just felt in this moment, just based off of the condition of the home, that no, Natasha, you got to be disrespectful with the offer. So I came up with the number of I think I said 355, 360, somewhere around there. And you went in at that 360. You agreed with what I was saying, despite what the realtor was saying, and you went in and you won it. And I was so, that was the first moment I was like, hell yeah. Like, now this is a deal. Now that's $70,000 in savings. You're going to need it, because you never know what's going to come up when you start rehabbing. So you need to have as much margin as you possibly can. And especially at that time, I think the ARV was only what, 525, 550, that the numbers that the realtor gave you?
Right. The initial ARV, just, you know, based on the comps, were like about, I think like five sixty or so. Yeah. So, and after, you know, we did the inspections, you know, the realtor was a bit more, you know, flexible with, you know, going, you know, lower than, you know, the 400,000. But yeah, initially it was, you know, that's pushing it, you know, a little bit, you know, too much. You know, I know they're not going to, you know, accept that offer. So, you know, the additional inspections, you know, help. But, you know, at that point too, I was, you know, pretty dead set, you know, on a number, just based on, you know, our conversations and knowing like where I needed to be from, you know, analyzing the number. So it was just like, this is where it is. This is, you know, where I'm starting at. You know, we'll have some wiggle room. But you know, these numbers don't work out, then that's it. It's a done deal.
Yeah, we got to move on. Walking away. Yeah, we got to move on, and we got to be very firm with it. So I want everybody who's watching this live and going to watch this on a replay, you got to know your numbers, right? You know you're going to have a six-figure rehab, right? You can, and at that time, we're talking about a 550, 565 ARV. So if we still in the 400s with 100,000, 120,000 in rehab, there's no margin. Although this is a primary residence, right? She still would have walked in with, you know, 20, let's just say if we'd have stuck at the same numbers, she would have walked in with probably 20,000 of equity of this home. And anybody would be happy with that, just if you're buying a home as a home buyer. But what I like to train everybody on is, number one, we have to think like investors. We need to have margin in this game. And that's when I came up with that mid 300,000 number. So I'm glad that you trusted me enough to, you know, take that risk, because it is risky, right? They can come back and say, hell no. Like, and then the deal is dead and you, you know, walk away with no property and you still back to the, now you're back to the drawing board. So, you know, thank you for even trusting my leadership on that. But you wound up getting it for 360, which was phenomenal. And then now it's time to go through the 203K process. Now, look, guys, I'm not going to hold you up. I tell you guys this all the time. 203Ks is training wheels for investors. This is not a fucking easy loan when you're going through the bank. There's a, especially if you're doing a rehab where you have multiple different subcontractors, you need different permits. I want you to say from your voice, because I can talk about this time blue in the face, right? What would be three things that three tips that you would give anybody who's watching this right now that they're going to go through a 203K and they have multiple different subs, different licenses? What are three things you could tell them to prepare for that when going through that underwriting process?
You know, I would say there were a lot of hangups, you know, in the process, but three tips that, you know, I would give: make sure your, you know, GC subcontractors, you know, whoever, you know, you're working with, they, you know, have their license and, you know, their insurance, and they are like ready, you know, to go. I would say that that was a big deal. And then the other thing is just know your state and local requirements as well, because they may be, you know, very different from, you know, the area in which, you know, your lender is working. So they may not, you know, be as familiar, you know, with those conditions of your state and, you know, local policy. So just, you know, knowing that. And then, you know, just you, you know, as a person, you need to make sure that, you know, you are very organized and, you know, because you're kind of like the middle person, you know, in this whole thing. You know, you got your people, you know, on this side, but you also have like Matt and his people, you know, on this side. So you really have to be that, like that midpoint of, you know, communication, because then you have like a HUD inspector as well. So you really have to be just really organized, and you know, you're holding people like accountable, like on both sides of the spectrum. So that, you know, would be the other thing. And then I think like my last thing, if I can add a fourth thing, is that you definitely want to make sure to read all of your paperwork, because it's a lot of freaking paperwork. Okay. And like, if you don't feel comfortable, you know, with something, like don't sign it, you know, until you get clarification, like get clarification on everything. Cause I know they probably got sick of me, cause I was like, I'm not signing it. I need some clarification. <Mm-mm>. I don't care if it's going to cause another delay. I don't care. I'm not signing it. So
no, we never got sick of you. But, you know, I understood exactly where you were coming from. I'm like, look, Sabrina, we got to clarify it, right? Like, yeah. And look, when I tell you Natasha, she's operating from a standpoint of boss status. Like, she's the project manager. I didn't look at you as a borrower, right? You wasn't a borrower. You was the project manager. You were making sure all T's were crossed, I's are dotted. If you didn't understand something, hey, I need clarification. Let's get on the call. Let's go through this. You made sure everything was where it needed to be. And if I had to throw in a fifth thing, and I think this is probably the most important thing when it comes to a 203K, is set the expectations properly. Right, the timeline of a 203K or any rehab loan does not move the same as a regular loan, especially when you're talking about in the South. In the South, Southeast, you know, when you have realtors who control the contracts, it's very, everybody wants to close in 2 days, right? And everybody wants to have, And I get it. Checks and balances. You want to make sure appraisal contingencies. You want to make sure financing contingencies, commitment dates, you know, in the contract, you're trying to lay this out. And I get it. But when you're doing a rehab loan, folks, especially if you are in a non-attorney state and the realtors are controlling that contract, remember, realtors want to just close. They want to get things done. And a lot of realtors out here do not have experience with working rehab loans. No matter what they tell you, they don't have the experience. You have to make sure you're giving not just the lender, the HUD consultant needs time, especially if it's a big job. That consultant report can take 3 weeks, 4 weeks, just depending if they got to go back and forth, change this, upgrade this. It's a full blown, and that consultant report, I mean, you've seen it. That thing is, It's dozens and dozens of pages. It's not like a one sheeter or a two sheeter and you able to just submit it to your lender. The lender can't do nothing without that consultant report. So setting the expectations properly when it comes to commitment dates, contingency dates, closing dates, because the 2 or 3K, it's going to take 60 to 90 days. Like, depend if you have a big job, especially when you have multiple different subs, different licenses, things of that nature. So I think these were definitely good 5 tips. And I hope you guys really take everything that Natasha is saying and what I just told you to heart. If you are going to do this loan, you need to make sure those 5 things are intact. So with all that being said, you're going through the 2 or 3K underwrite process. You got all your checks and balances. You're making sure everything is where it needs to be done, right? Would you do this again?
Hell yes. I have no regrets. I would do it again. As a matter of fact, I'm like already like, okay, when can I do this again? So I would. Now that I've gone through it, it just, I think the next time around will be a lot easier because this is my first time going through this process. So of course there are a lot of unknowns. There are, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty. So if you're wired, you know, like I'm wired, like you want to know everything, like right now, like what's going on? I didn't want anything to be like left undone, which is a blessing and a curse, you know, for me, because some things like just have to wait. Like Matt is saying, like some of the paperwork takes, you know, longer than expected. So there were like several like delays along the way, but you know, I think like the next time around, if I do a 203K, I won't be like as anxious because now I'll know the process.
Yeah. And I think, in all honesty, and this is me keeping it real, this wasn't an easy deal to close on our end as well. It was a lot of moving parts. There was a lot of delay.
One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Delays. And just to keep it real, there was delays on our end. There were delays on appraisal end. There was delays. I mean, guys, speaking of the appraisal, you know, and delays, you have to understand anything can happen. Anything can go wrong. The appraiser, we can't order appraiser until we get that feasibility inspection report from the consultant. We order it. This is right after, I think, Labor Day.
Mm-hmm.
We order the appraisal. They do it the following week. It takes them like 10 days, 12 days for them to get the report back to us. We get the report back. And remember, we thought this was going to be a 565 ARV. That value came in at $700,000. So mind you, let's recap the numbers again. We negotiated down to $360,000. We got $127,000 worth of repairs, right? And an ARV of $700,000. Type $700,000 in chat. That's $213,000 in equity. When I saw that report, I got on the phone to Tasha. I said, I can't believe this shit. Like, this thing came in for $700,000. But the first thing I told her, I said, let's not be happy about this 100% mm-hmm. because it still has to go through underwriting. That's another hurdle now we have to go through, because just because the appraiser put a value up there, it doesn't mean that it's going to be accepted in underwriting, because now that appraiser has to get reviewed. And when that appraiser got reviewed by underwriting, guess what? The underwriter wanted more comps, more information, and more data to support the value, because the underwriting at first was not satisfied with the comps and information that they put in the file to give that ARV of 700K. So now what we have to do, send the appraiser back out there, pay another fee, and then now wait until that comes back in. So it's a journey, y'all. It's a journey. And I don't know about you, Natasha. During that time, I'm like, oh my God, I hope this fucking appraisal doesn't get cut.
Yes. At that point when, you know, you were like, you know, it's delayed, I was like, oh my goodness. I was thinking the same thing at that point. So I'm just glad it, you know, came in where it came in at. So and we did forget about the shutdown too. There was uncertainty because of that as well.
Oh,
so that
yeah, was the government shut down too. Forgot all about that. Yo, in the midst of this, y'all, now it's a government shutdown too at the same time. Yo, this was like, holy smokes, what is going to happen next with this deal? And then mind you now, as we're going through all of this, guess what? We have to keep getting the contract extended. We got to keep getting extensions. We got to keep giving extensions. And now on the seller side, they done had enough at this point. And I'm going to tell y'all, look, yo, guys, I got into the minutiae on this deal. I'm on the phone with these folks. Like, it's the blame game. And I'm just like, people trying to lie. And I'm like, I ain't going to get into all the details, but having a solid team is extremely important, because this deal could have fell apart so many different ways. And it wasn't easy, but I'm so happy that it all worked out at the very end, and we wound up getting you closed. And now you are a huge success story on how to really house hack the right way. Like this, Natasha. And then let's talk about the play I told you once the rehab is done. Because now you're into this for what do you say? What's your loan amount now? 480?
484.
So loan amount is 484, right? And if we had a 700,000 valuation, y'all, that's 69% loan to value. So now what Natasha is going to be able to do, and she has a great rate on this. I think it was what, 6.125, somewhere around there. So we have a 6.125 on a 30-year fix. She has 31% equity in the property right now. So after a year, she would now be able to refinance out of this FHA. Now, obviously, if interest rates, if it makes both sense to do so, right? But essentially, if the rates are lower, she'll be able to get out of this FHA loan that she's currently in, go into a conventional loan, remove her PMI, and also take out cash to where her initial money that she put into the deal, because she has so much equity, she's going to be able to take that money back out. And now she's going to have this deal still and have 20% equity in the house after everything's all said and done, and no PMI, and still cash flow, and can now do the 2 or 3K again on the next project. If I had a mic, I would drop it. Well, I do have a mic, but I can't drop it right now. But that is phenomenal right then and there. How do you feel about that, Natasha?
I mean, I feel good. I feel like I'm proud of myself. You know, for just, I felt like the little engine that could, you know, is what I felt like, because every time it was like, you felt like you were like up against the wall. There was just something in me that kept saying, you know what, just keep going. Just, you know, just keep going. And like the problem solving part of it, like I really enjoyed that part of it. Because I was proud that I had, you know, backups, that I just followed the plan. Like the whole scenario with the first contractor, you know, I had, and the delays there was communication. Like I couldn't get the documents that I needed to move the deal along. So, like I said, at some point I just told you, look, he's gone. I moved on to the next one, but you know, already had, you know, the next contractor ready to go, plug and play. So I already had backups in place, you know, for things as well. So I was just, you know, glad that, you know, I was able to follow the blueprint and have, you know, my ducks in a row. And every time I was already thinking about the next step. Okay, if this happens, then this is going to be, you know, my move. So, I feel real good about it. It was very, very frustrating, you know, at times, but I feel like, you know, the way that, you know, it got handled, it worked out how it was supposed to.
No, it definitely did. And I think that was key too, right? Having backup contractors, having backup subs, having backup, because, you know, that was another hurdle, right? Waiting for one scope of work. They taking too long. You know what? They took them over a week. Hey, we got to move on, right? Because it's only delaying the time frame. So that, I think that's another gem right then and there, is just to always make sure that you have at least 2 to 3 people that can do the work, because contractors be contracting and sometimes they disappear, right? Shit definitely happens, right? And here's another thing I just forgot to mention. And first of all, I want to say I'm proud of you too, because again, this was not an easy deal. And for your first time doing something like this and buying this house and buying the multifamily and following the whole system, this was incredible. This was a grand slam, right? Over 200K in equity on your first deal, low interest rate. And most importantly, when you complete your house hack and it's time for you to move on to the next deal, you're going to have none of your own money into this deal, right? So your money's not stuck in the bricks, which is key. And then also now this property cash flows, making you about a 10, 11% cash on cash return once you move out of the property. It doesn't get no better than that. And you're still going to have 20% of equity in the home in Virginia Beach, 10 minutes from the beach. Like, yep. This is phenomenal. I don't even know what else I can say to this one. I really don't. I know what else I want to say. I gotta give myself some props on this. And I want you to just be truthful.
Yep.
You being a part of my program, being a part of the inner circle, having the direct access to me, because me and you be on the phone all the time. My mentorship is not just group calls. I try to tell people this all the time, but you are someone, I mean, there were times we were talking 2-3 times a week.
Yep.
About this deal when you was out looking for deals, Sarah. I want you to share your experience with and how being a part of my inner circle helped you with this entire process.
You know, it really helped me with just staying, you know, tapped in, because I felt like I always had homework to do. You know, and I had my little Bible here with all my notes in it. Every time I, you know, attend a session, I'm writing, you know, and I'm taking notes. So And it just really helps to have, like, you know, a sounding board, and also, you know, somebody who you can bounce, you know, different perspectives, you know, off of. Because, you know, when you're learning, you may think you know something, or, you know what, you may take a tidbit from here and a tidbit from there. But, you know, having those calls and really utilizing, you know, those calls helps you to, you know, stay on track, even if, you know, maybe you don't get everything, you know, right. And I think the crucial part about just going through this process, you know, with the deal that I appreciated about you is the, you know, the confidence, you know, that you instill, because every time there was an issue, I can just hear your voice saying, everything is figure outable. Like, everything is figure outable. So that was helpful. And then there were times throughout the process too that, you know, you kept saying, you're in control, you know, like, you, like, this is your deal. Like, you are in control, you know.
You're the boss.
Yes, you are the boss. So that really helped. And when that clicked, that was like all she wrote. Like, when that, like, finally clicked in my brain, it was like smooth sailing, I felt, you know, from there. So, you know, being in, you know, this inner circle, you know, program, is, it really, it's a matter of just like investing in yourself, you know, so that, you know, you have the resources, you know, that you need. And there are, like, so many other people, you know, within the community that have, like, just tons of different, you know, experience, you know, that you can, you know, use to, you know, sharpen your own toolbox. Like, you know, like they say, it's like, you know, iron sharpens iron. And, like, that's what this is all about, like, being in this whole community, in this circle. I know people don't want to, you know, put up a little bit of, you know, dollar, you know, here or there, but, you know, you're just going to find yourself stuck. So, so it's definitely, you know, worth it, you know, to build your resources and just, you know, add some additional skills, you know, in your toolbox. I mean, if you have not done so already, and it just helps to build your confidence, because I was able to, you know, and Matt was, you know, had his, you know, numbers together, but, you know, also had my numbers together too, you know, uh-huh. Like, I know how to, you know, analyze a deal, because I'm looking to see if what I came up with from, you know, what I've analyzed is, like, around, you know, the same area as what his numbers are. So, is very, you know, helpful, you know, for that person. And then you can go into the deal, you know, with a certain level of confidence. So I think that's why I was not so easy to just stray away from this particular deal, was because of the knowledge, you know, that I had. I was able to, you know, move forward with it, just, you know, just based on that. And I know you say, like, even with the offers, the like the disrespectful offers, but mm-hmm. In my mind, yes, it was low, but it wasn't disrespectful to me, because the due diligence justified what the number should be at mm-hmm. that point. So I didn't see it as being disrespectful. I'm just like, look, this is what the data is telling me. So at this point, this is what it is. I'm going in, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Key. Major key, confidence, major key. And, you definitely was walking the walk and talking the talk. You definitely had your numbers. And look, I don't want to, it's only so much mentorship can help anybody. Like, people are out here paying 30, 40, 50,000. They're not getting no value out of things. There are people who are paying $500, $2,000, and they're not getting nothing out of it. Right. It's just because they're not implementing. And one of the things about you and pretty much everybody who's a part of my inner circle, and this was just proven on our call that we had last night, Natasha. Like you said, our community, people are making moves, right? But they're also out there executing. They're taking the information, and they're just not sitting on it. They're not wishing upon a star. Just like yourself, you wasn't taking all these notes for your health. You taking all these notes and learning so you can go out here and do what you have to do and put it into play. There's only so much that I can help anybody, I can teach someone, but if you don't go out here and try to help yourself, and you're not going out here making offers and seeing properties and saving your money and keeping your credit clean and not switching jobs, if you're doing everything right, the mentorship just gives you, like, that armor, right? To where you mm-hmm. can go out here and feel super undefeated, like you're the champion of the world, because now you know you have backup and someone with experience that can help you now when it comes to negotiation. Like, just me being accessible to you and having those one-on-one calls, I'm able now to see what's going through the project. I always say, if you got motion, I got motion too. So yeah. Call me all day long. I don't give a fuck. If you got offers going, like, call me so we can negotiate. If things are coming up, don't just take the realtors. And this is no disrespect to the realtors, but just don't take their opinion on it, because sometimes they are looking out for the seller too, right? Let's look at the data, like you said, and let's put in the offer for us that's data driven. But to them, it comes off as disrespectful because they want a certain number in their head. And mm-hmm. most realtors, when you try to say, hey, I want to go another 80,000 lower, they're looking at you like you're crazy. Like, no, they're not going to accept that. But no, look at the data. Who cares what they feel? Let's look at the data and the numbers and the reason behind it. And some people just don't understand that. And that's what having good mentorship and good training and good coaching is for, is to help you have that confidence of saying, you know what? I'm right. They're wrong. Put it in or we walk, period. And most people don't want to let a deal walk away. And that was the case. And I felt that in your situation, that I don't think they're going to let your deal walk away because it's been sitting in, and I don't think they got anything solid. And it sounds like they just really want to sell. So I'm so proud that you stuck to your guns and you did what you were supposed to do. And now you have 200,000 plus of equity, a small investment into the inner circle. I don't even know what you paid, $3,000. You had an accountability partner at that time when I was offering that. So you paid $1,500. So a $1,500 investment got you $213,000 in equity.
That's what's up.
That is what's up.
Yeah.
That is what's up. So, Natasha, yep. Do you have any final words for everybody that is watching us today live?
I would say, you know, if you really want something, don't give up on it. Educate yourself and, you know, execute, and find yourself, you know, get yourself some mentorship. And like I said, I felt like I was, you know, the little engine that could just, you know, I think I can. It's more like I know I can, you know, so, you know, you can be that person too. So just, just stay at it. Like, don't give up on it. And believe me, it's been a long time. Like, this was just not like, you know, an overnight, you know, thing for me at all. It's been like years and years, like in years that, you know, I've been looking, stop on and off. And that's okay. But you know what? Just jump back on the horse and keep trotting.
That's a fact.
You get what you want.
That's a fact. I love that for you, Natasha. Thank you for joining me today on today's show. You have social media. Want anybody follow you, like any of that or no?
I'm not like a big, you know, I mean, I'm on there, but you know, I'm not, I don't be on there like that. You know, I post a little bit, you know, here and there. But you know, that's about it. But I don't care. I'm Rogers, you know, Dream Travel on Instagram. So you can find me there, Rogers_Dream_Travel. So, I mean, if you just, you know, want to follow me, you'll just see that I'm hiking, or I'm working out, you know, or I'm just doing a little bit of random stuff here or there, just traveling. I traveled a lot during this negotiation, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, you was outside.
Yep.
Definitely. Now, but I appreciate you coming on today, Natasha. Thank you for being on the show. I'm going to remove you now and I'm going to close out. But thank you for being a part of this today.
Okay. And thank you. Thank you for everything.
No doubt. Anytime. Guys, I try to tell y'all all the time, man. I try to tell y'all all the time. If you got some good information from that, please drop some gems in the comment. And look, I tell you guys all the time, you have to invest into your education. So this is what I'm doing. I'm announcing this now. I'm having a 5-day rehab mastery boot camp, January 12th, the week of January 12th to the 16th. Okay, 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. General admission will be free. Okay, general admission will be free. The link to register will be available tonight. It will be attached to this video. So if you want to take the 5-day rehab mastery boot camp, okay, where I'm breaking you, it's 5 days, 10 hours, one playbook to build a 7-figure real estate portfolio. This is the boot camp that you need to be a part of. It is January 12th to 16th, 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Obviously, there's three different levels of tickets, but general admission will be free. We have a VIP access and a platinum VIP access as well. The general admission is only for the first 100 people. That will fill up fast once the first 100 people have registered for free. Then it's only VIP access and platinum access from there on. So the link to be a part of the bootcamp will be in the description of this video. DM me on Instagram if you want to get the link sent to you directly as well. All right. I hope to see you guys there. Matt Garland, NMLS number 58700, better known as MG the Mortgage Guy. Peace.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.